Hey, welcome. I am your host, Sam, and this is Urban Legends and Other Dreadful Curiosities, a podcast about urban legends coming from different cultures and other scary stories as well. Welcome, welcome, you guys. Welcome to the third episode of Urban Legends and Other Dreadful Curiosities. I hope you're all doing well this week because I am. You want to know why I'm feeling so good this week? It's because we got ourselves our first listener stories. That's right, we got ourselves our first listener story. So this is called The Bunny Man Bridge, and it's from one of our listeners, Lindsay, and she's from Virginia. And let me just read what she said. What she has to say about the Bunny Man Bridge. Hi, Sam. Just wanted to send a note about the podcast. Love the topic, so I'm excited to keep listening. I live in Alexandria, Virginia, and I've actually been to the Bunny Man Bridge. I went when I was in college about 12 years ago. At the time, they had just started putting up security cameras around the neighborhood to discourage people from coming around. You were able to go to the bridge, but they've added gates for privacy. Halloween brings around police officers stationed to keep away people who don't live in the neighborhood. About 2 years ago, they found a man dead. Oh, God. Okay. They found a man dead near the bridge with upper body trauma, and they couldn't figure out what exactly had killed him. Still hadn't been figured out to the best of my knowledge. As a whole thing, the bridge and the area does sort of give you a weird feeling. There is a version that goes around in Northern Virginia that if you go at night and you look into the darkness of the bridge, you'll see people hanging. Oh my God, that's so freaking scary. Wow. Okay, I'm alone right now in my room. So yeah, I am getting a little freaked out, but good thing the sun's here. So yeah. But it's almost sunset while I'm recording this. So yeah, I'm pretty freaking scared. Okay, one fact about me is that I love horror, but I get super scared easily. So yeah, that's kind of ironic. But yeah, that's who I am. So you should just accept me for who I am. I'm joking. Okay. So yeah, thank you so much, Lindsay, for sending me this. I really appreciate it. When you messaged me on Instagram, you just made my day. I'm super thankful for that. Thank you, Lindsay. Actually, okay, so this has brought to my attention that I've been saying my email wrong for this podcast, which is stupid. I'm really sorry about that. So if you want to reach out to me, if you have some creepy encounters and scary stories that you would like to share, email me at urbanlegendsaodcpodcast@gmail.com. It's urbanlegendsaodcpodcast@gmail.com. Okay, so what is this episode all about? So as the title suggests, we'll be talking about scary games. So, I mean, there are a lot of scary games that exist out there. There's One Man Hide and Seek, Ouija board, and the one where you say her name three times in front of a mirror and she appears and tries to kill you. Yeah, that game. I don't want to say her name because we have a mirror right behind me and I don't want to look back and see her and like, yeah. Okay, you get it. So, scary games, right? In this episode, we'll be talking about the elevator game specifically. So, the elevator game originated in Korea, and it's supposed to give the player access to another world or another dimension. Huh. That is interesting. I want to try it, but I don't want to try it as well. This elevator game has instructions, like all games. So, anyway, the player has to follow some elaborate steps in order to gain access to the other world. So if you want to know more about the elevator game, you've come to the right place because I researched the instructions for this. I'm pretty sure you can see this somewhere on the internet, but I would advise you against doing this. I know this is a scary podcast and I'm talking about how to play this elevator game thing, but please be reminded that anything paranormal shouldn't be messed with. Just don't do it. Okay, don't be one of those dumb people in horror films where they make dumb decisions and yeah, and they just do stupid shit just so, I don't know, dude. Just don't do it. Yeah, don't mess with the paranormal. This is only to give background on what the elevator game is. That's why I'm explaining the steps. But yeah, just don't do it. Don't be stupid, please. Okay, here we go. Okay, so here's how to play the game. Two things you need. You need an elevator, of course. And lastly, you need a building with at least 10 floors. So, if you find yourself with those two things, it's time to begin your quest to another dimension. Okay, remember, you have to be alone throughout this process, or otherwise you start over. Okay, now we start the process. First, enter the elevator and get to the fourth floor. But don't get out, just stay in the elevator. Then, go to the second floor, sixth floor, second floor, and then the 10th floor. Remember, do not get out at any of these floors at all. Just stay inside the elevator. If people enter the elevator at this point, start over. So after getting on the 10th floor, get on the 5th floor. At this point, a woman will enter the elevator. Do not interact with her. Do not look at her. Do not speak with her, even if she looks familiar. So at this point, you're gonna press the first floor. After this, there will be two ways to go about this. The first alternative is that you press the first floor, but then the elevator goes to the 10th floor. Remain on the elevator because you're still in the game. The second alternative is you press the first floor, but the elevator goes to the first floor, as it should be. Then exit as the doors open. Do not speak and do not look back. So, if you end up in the first option, you can choose to get off the elevator or stay. If you choose to get off, the woman in the elevator with you may ask you a question or call your name, but whatever you do, do not answer her. So this is the point where you have finally reached the other world, as they call it. Some say that a sure sign that you have reached your destination is a big red cross in the distance. Another sign is when you're completely alone. Other than that, everything else seems similar to our world. One thing you need to know about the other world is that electronics will not work. So no reaching for your phone to post on your social media because, yeah, that's pretty much useless. So if you find the other world boring and, well, scary, there are ways to return to your normal world. To return, you must go to the same elevator you used to get to the other world. Then, you must press the same buttons. So basically, go to the 4th floor, 2nd floor, 6th floor, then 2nd again, and then 10th floor, then lastly, go to the 5th floor. Once you're on the 5th floor, go to the 1st floor. However, pressing the 1st floor will make the elevator go to the 10th floor. Once this happens, you must press any other floor button to stop it from going to the 10th floor. And you gotta do this before reaching there. So once you're on the 1st floor, check your surroundings carefully and make sure everything around you is normal. If you sense that something is off, even just the tiniest bit, stay in the elevator and repeat the whole process until you get to the real world. However, once you feel confident enough that you are now in the real world, you may exit the elevator. Now you know the mechanics of this game, here are some tips you should keep in mind. Number 1. Do not look or talk to the woman in the 5th floor. Number 2. If someone enters or leaves the elevator, start again at the fourth floor. 3. If at any point during the ritual you lose consciousness, you'll likely wake up in your own home. When this happens, be sure to carefully examine your surroundings. The home you wake up to may not be your actual home. Getting back to your own world is more difficult than it seems. You may become disoriented and may forget where your elevator was, so you have to pay attention. Lastly, do not play this game too many times. This makes you vulnerable to accidental slipping between the two worlds. Other than that, good luck and remember to pay attention as you play this game. Okay. So, wow, holy shit, this ritual's pretty freaky, and I'm just gonna say right now, don't mess with the paranormal, especially this game. You never really know what you really encounter in these games, so better safe than sorry. I mean, first of all, who knew you can travel to another dimension? So the elevator game is actually pretty famous, and you can see videos of people trying it. So as I was doing research on the elevator game, I was actually looking for encounter stories or like videos of people trying to do it. Some people, it didn't really work, but for others, well, I'm not really sure because like it transports you to another world that seems pretty similar to our world, but it's not. So, however, one of the most controversial and scary stories that's been linked to this game was Eliza Lamb's death. Okay, have you watched BuzzFeed Unsolved? BuzzFeed Unsolved does a good job of telling the story of Eliza Lamb's death and just providing their theories about it. So I recommend you watch that if you want a detailed version of Eliza Lamb's death. But I'm also gonna give you like the breakdown of what happened to Eliza Lamb. So Eliza Lamb was a 21-year-old Canadian student from Vancouver who went missing in 2013 while on a holiday in California. So here are some facts about her. She was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, but she was thought to be well enough to travel on her own. At the time of her disappearance, she had been staying in the Cecil Hotel in Los Angeles. And over 2 weeks later, the hotel's guests were complaining about the erratic water pressure in their rooms. From there, the hotel staff checked the water tank by the roof, and Lamb's body was seen at the bottom of the tank. Like, if you think about it, you've been using water that's been contaminated by a dead person. If you think about it, it's kind of gross. Like, for 2 weeks, you've been using water that's been touched by a dead person. That's just creepy if you think about it. Just, okay. So the guests have been using water where a dead body's been for 2 weeks. And this only gets weirder. I tell you, this gets weirder. So I watched a footage of Eliza Lamb. I watched it, you guys. And I gotta say, it was creepy as fuck. The video began with Eliza Lamb entering the elevator in a frantic way as if someone was chasing her. And she started pressing all these buttons. For some reason, the elevator door wasn't even closing as she presses all these buttons. So she starts looking around as if she was expecting someone, and then goes out of the elevator and starts moving her hands in a very creepy way, as if she was like stretching them and like making them... It's so hard to explain, but like it was as if she was trying to make them longer, but she can't, you know, like she's stretching them and doing these weird poses. It was just creepy to watch. Like, I was really scared, like something might come out or like a jump scare might come out. I really hate jump scares, just telling you all this. Yeah, so I have a feeling my neighbors think I'm crazy because like I'm speaking so loud right now and like the walls are thin here in my dorm room. So yeah. Anyway. So where were we? Okay. So it's like she was stretching or trying to make her fingers longer, but it didn't look human at all. That's what made it creepy as fuck. Okay. So she started talking to someone, or it looks like she's talking to someone or something. Who knows? But either way, the thing or the person she's talking to is not in the shot, so we can't really see what's going on exactly. But then the video ends with her just walking away again. As I've mentioned before, the video was her like entering and like exiting the elevator, which is kind of weird. But yeah, that's how it went for like 2 minutes, I think, from what I can remember. Eliza Lam somehow gained access to the rooftop of the hotel, climbed to its water tank, and somehow drowned in it. That's kind of creepy, because like that was the last footage scene that's connected to Eliza Lam. So there were speculations of Eliza Lam being under the influence of drugs. However, Lam did not have a history of drug use, and her autopsy concluded that there were no drugs in her system. Until now, no one really knows the cause of Eliza Lam's death. Some reports and blog posts link her death to the elevator game, and as seen in the footage, it's not entirely impossible. So Eliza Lam's death became so famous that it's going to be made into a movie. LA Times reported that Sony Pictures Entertainment will make a horror film out of Lam's mysterious death. Another fun fact is that there already was a movie that is similar to Eliza Lam's death, which is the 2005 horror film called Dark Water. So guys, what do you think? Do you think it's real? Do you think it's legit? Do you think it's not legit? Let me know. Shoot me an email of your elevator game experience if you tried it before. If you have not tried it before, do not do it. It's not cool. I said it so much in this episode. Like, I'm pretty sure you're tired of hearing me say this. Thanks for listening. I hope you all had fun with me talking and rambling. So stay tuned for the next episode of Urban Legends and Other Dreadful Curiosities. I upload new content every week, so I really hope you stay tuned. Yay! Bye-bye!